Good morning, good morning. We are dancing in with Soul Mikasa, Mano Dibango. This is Charlotte Farrell, your own Sister C, right here in the place to be, CJSF Radio 90.1, with your Friday Speak Up Show. Have we got a treat in store for you. Good morning, and welcome to Salua, where my guest and I speak up so you can listen up and act upon what you have heard. Before we go any further, however, Jesse Winslow, CJSF Public Affairs Director, will present our land acknowledgement.
Thanks, Charlotte. Today's show is produced and broadcast on the unceded ancestral territory of the Hunkaminam and Squamish-speaking peoples, who have been here since time immemorial and have been telling stories and connecting with listeners of their own here since before anyone else, and for a very long time in lots of different ways. So I am, and we are, very grateful to be able to continue that tradition in our own way, and to be here on these lands as uninvited guests, living and doing the things that we do. So very grateful and aware of the position we're in.
I'm grateful for the position that we're in, and that CJSF as a college and community radio station also endeavors to include Indigenous people in training programs, production activities, and other ways to benefit from this land that we are living on and enjoying. Are your ears stinging after 4 weeks of hearing exchanges of tense, terrible, or tearful words as the clock edged toward Canada's having a new prime minister? Are you?
A little bit, yeah.
Well, today on Suluau, we're taking you on an adventure in creating tributes. Tributes that may soothe your soul and surprise your level of creativity. I'm sharing with you a challenge given me ages ago to write a poem for a reunion celebrating the lives of 54 classmates who had made their earthly transition in the years since we graduated from high school. Over time, that led to me writing a poem where each of 12 stanzas emerged as a chapter of a book with half a dozen poems in each. That book is called Heart Balm Just For You. Not Heart Bomb, but Heart Balm Just For You. And today, Jesse, this is the first time I'm sharing those poems from the book with an audience, an unknown broader audience. I've read and done these poems at different events, people's birthdays, homegoing celebrations. But the book itself, that has where each chapter generated poems of its own, this is the first time I'm doing this. And I'm passing that challenge on to listeners. We're going to give some musical breaks after I read a poem. And that musical break is for you to try your hand at writing a similar poem just for someone else.
And I think, Charlotte, it would be a great idea if listeners, once they've written their poems, if they sent them in to you.
Yes. You can send them to canexpert@gmail.com. My middle name is Ann, so it's canexpert@gmail.com. We've gotten some email from people saying how happy they've been when once a month we do a poetry pop-up program. We're doing lots of things to not just talk to you, but to invite you to be involved and talk back, share back with our listeners and others. Okay, the first chapter in Heart Balm Just For You ask, have you ever had anyone do anything just for you? I will read one poem from that chapter and so on for each of the other chapters. Chapter 1, have you ever had anyone do anything just for you? The selected poem is called Doing It Anyway. Doing it anyway. Doing it without weariness, doing it despite and no matter what, is the highest order of the day. Doing it with joy, doing it when jackhammers and jacks of all trades show up at your door amidst your quiet time. Doing it anyway, doing it without compliments or wishing for them, doing it unfettered by ungrateful reception, doing it without knowing how it'll be received, doing it with excellence, your inner self to please. Doing it anyway, doing it with diligence and pride, doing it with life force and love intertwined. I'm going to say that again. Doing it with life force and love intertwined. doing it and moving on, doing it and seeding hope in rain, doing it with arms welcoming the sunshine, doing it anyway. From the chapter, Have You Ever Had Anyone Do Anything Just For You? And now we'll have a musical interlude where you can try your hand at a similar poem.
Every time you tune into CJSF, you make a choice to step outside the box of what's normal and support an alternative. Alternatives are critical for making change, which we need so, so badly. I'm William, a member of CJSF's board, and I see you contributing to social change in small and profound ways simply by tuning into us. Thanks for being on our team.
Hey, we're back to you. We are back with sharing poems that are inspired by reading
your book.
My book. And you know, it's shy to say it. Heart Balm, B-A-L-M, Just For You. And that's Charlotte's sister, C. Farrell. And the book is available on Amazon. Chapter 2. Have you ever had anyone write anything just for you? And notice it's a slight difference between have you ever had anything do something special for you? Have you ever had anyone write anything just for you? Since 1992, I have written and presented over 100 tribute poems commemorating birthdays, anniversaries, graduations, business launches, and cultural celebrations for family members, friends, teachers, leaders, and other creative artists. Whether surprised or expecting the poem, people always express joy, gratitude, and appreciation. In this chapter, I'm sharing a selection of poems that illustrate that there is no set formula for a poem, just the intention to share an honest, positive expression. I absolutely love the experience of writing tribute poems. It's a humbling, exciting, nurturing adventure in being open to the words that are revealed to you by spirit, and to capture qualities or aspects of a person's life. Okay, from this chapter, the poem that I'm going to share is called Sister, S-I-S-T-A, like Sister C. Sister, Sister Friends. I want to say in before that poem that every time I perform Sister Friends, someone asks for a copy or tells me how much it makes them think about their sister or the way they would like to be as a sister. Sister friends. Sister friends, sister friends. Friends who are there at the end of the day. Those are called away when disaster strikes, when the big question gets popped, the promotion finally comes through, or when you are just feeling blue. Sister friends know what time it is. You don't need to constantly explain yourself, even when you're fronting. They smile and edge you on, but pull your coat when your slip is showing, let you know if your hair is out of place before you fall out upon the world stage in disgrace. sister friends call your kids theirs. They are not afraid to speak up, whether you are overboard with spoiling or sharing that ride a little too much. They step in as aunties, extra moms, grannies with a gentle touch, not crowding your authority, but letting you know they've got good intentions on their mind. An extra meal, one more pair of shoes are no big matter. They'd do it any time. Sister friends have got your back through thick and thin. When you move, they bring boxes. When you're being moved, they move to step in. No streets for you, no shelters for you. They couldn't sleep. When they have a home, you know, so do you. Sister friends, call you up to share good news. If soup is on sale or a good workshop is being held, they want you to get in on it too. Sister friends, sometimes have to bury hatchets too. Errors are made, the wrong thing gets said. But under God's heaven, a path has been made. Just be the one to say, I'm sorry. And know in your heart, your sister is sorry too. Let bygones be gone to keep your friendship true.
Great. Thanks, Charlotte. And now... another musical break for you out there to take some time to think about what Sister C's Sister Friends made you feel, and just write something in response.
Write a few lines in the Times.
This is Hwaeng Shachlech, host of Free Voices on Thursday at 3 o'clock to 4 o'clock. And on behalf of everyone here at CJSF, I want to thank you. We appreciate you tuning into 90.1 FM on the dial, choosing to spend your time tuned into CJSF 90.1 FM. Shows you value the hard work of our hosts and programmers, and we value your commitment. Thanks for being here.
Welcome back to Speak Up, Listen Up, Act Upon with Sister C and me, Jesse, here on CJSF 90.1 FM. You just listened to a little bit of music while you wrote your poem in response to Sister C's Sister Friends. And I'm going to remind you again that if you want to share your poems with us, you can send them to Charlotte at cnexpert@gmail.com. That's cannexpert. @gmail.com.
Okay, moving on to chapter 3, another chapter that was birthed from a stanza in the poem just for you. Chapter 3, For You With Cheer for your feelings to be held dear. Another line that was just a stanza within the larger poem just for you. Feelings, everybody has them, but often we spend a lot of time denying or feeling anxious about them. Sometimes we let fear override our desire to say or write something that would give us a great deal of pleasure to express. We needlessly worry whether expressing our feelings will lead us to being rejected, hurt, or misunderstood. When I first wrote for you with cheer, for your feelings to be held dear, I had an image of happiness or contentment over having someone cherish my feelings. I did not have any particular person in mind, just this feeling of contentment about the sacrifices and specialness of unveiling and sharing feelings when they weren't expected. During the double gestation period of living with the thoughts I'm sharing here, I came to realize there is really no necessity for the receiver to hold my words in the same spirit or with the same feelings or quality I give them. The cheer is in releasing what has been put on your heart. So the poem I'm going to share from chapter 3 is called Double Yes. They keep asking, are we sure? Did we take enough time to make up our minds? Did we get enough education or have enough fun? The answer is yes, double yes. They keep asking if we have the sustainability to last until perpetuity. Will we scramble and fuss, or can we just hold on to us? When the test of time begins to unfold, the answer is yes, double yes. What of the ties we have to careers in our crowd? Shopping dates, movie nights, bowling leagues, card parties, and better yet, customary family occasions. Can we reschedule, budget, and adjust our priorities? The answer is yes, double yes. Do we take each other with our fragile feelings to have and to hold, to treasure like gold, until we slip into life's higher ceiling? The answer is yes, double yes.
And yes, you do have permission to go out and write a poem, yes, during this musical break. We'll be right back.
Hello, this is Minh Chuong. I'm a volunteer here. Thank you for listening to CJSF. That's it. Thank you.
Okay, that brings us to chapter 4, which was the fourth stanza of the original poem, a stanza that birthed more poems. For you with hope, for your dreams to prosper and float. When designers set about to build a house, they transfer their mental images into paper. How often do you take time to capture images or feelings from your dreams and transfer them to paper? For some reason, for a very long time, people have been sharing their dreams with me. Maybe it's because I sometimes follow people's hands as they gesture at a space under a table or across the room that they describe when they will be placing things or elements of their dreams. Maybe it's because I'm a dreamer. Now, as a dreamer, I'm going to share with you the short poem, Hope and Joy. Hope and Joy. Hope, the letter N, joy. Hope is easily said, steadfastly won. The path to hope is woven with patience. Hope looks eternally for its companion, joy. Joy yielded through a smile or bouncing step snatches tendrils of hope wafting by. Joy courts hope like a legendary lover, woos it till a marriage is born. Hope and joy, joy and hope. Welcome to your new home. It's a pleasure to house you, to welcome your visitors and long-term guests. May your windows stay clear so you can beacon all enduring tests. I was invited to read that poem at the Atlanta Authors Expo in DeKalb County Library in 2018.
And maybe you can look out the window as you listen to this musical selection and think about how hope and joy makes you feel and how you want to respond in poetry form. And once you've done that, you can send that poem to Charlotte at cnexpert@gmail.com. But for now, listen and write away.
Listen and write away, right away.
Busy enjoying one of your favorite shows here on CJSF, but it's Leslie, host of Typically Tuesdays on Mondays at 3 p.m. And I'm here with a very special delivery. Thank you for listening to CJSF.
And now we have transitioned over to Chapter 5 from the book Heart Balm, just for you. And Chapter 5 is a stanza in the original poem, For Your Encouragement as You Pound the Pavement. The poem from Pounding the Pavement is called Docked and Waiting. There's a gift docked and waiting for you. Did you miss it? Did it slip past? Shimmering and precious, its twinkling sometimes draws tears, valued eons beyond the assessor's grasp. The sifting pan cannot hold it, above and to the north of your sky. Glowing above it holds your image in its eye. You and it are of the same stuff formed. Imagine's distance has kindred you. Day and night around the 24, it is there, never disappearing, whether or not you stare. Open your eyes, peer beyond the haze. Open your heart, feel its warming, loving beams. Walk knowing its force will not let you falter. Loose the sails, reel up the anchor, undo the ribbons, and royally savor the treasure. Now you're going to discover there's some words docked and waiting for you. You feel any words, Jesse?
I heard savor there, and I'm savoring all of those words and savoring in anticipation the words of our listeners who are going to, that's right, you out there. We're going to take this next musical break to see if there's anything from that poem that you're savoring and turn it into some words of your own.